Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 28 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon project, To Think Before We Speak. In this section, the Chafetz Chaim addresses a very confusing Gemara, which states, Kol milsa demis amra ba'ape telosa, any statement that's being made in front of three people, Les be mishum lishna bisha, is not considered lashon hara. And what is so confusing about this statement is, as the Chafetz Chaim points out, if it's said in front of three people instead of one person, so then miskana yoser, he's going to be degraded and embarrassed even more than if it was said in front of one person. Particularly because the concept of three people is chavra, chavra islay, that once something is said in front of three people, it will invariably, unfortunately, get publicized. So that if it's said in front of three people, one would think it would simply be for sure lashon hara. Why would the Gemara be backing off and saying if it's said in front of three, it's not lashon hara? In fact, the Chafetz Chaim writes, also lesaper lashon hara al chaveiro, a person is forbidden from speaking lashon hara about his fellow, afilu bifne yachid, even in front of a single person, kol shekein bifne rabim. Certainly, it's forbidden in front of multiple people. V'chol sheyisrabu hashomim, and the more people there are, yisraba avon hamesaper, the avera becomes even greater. And therefore, we're left with this vexing, confusing Gemara, which says that if it's said in front of three people, it's not considered lashon hara. The Chafetz Chaim explains, "Mashanimtza heta bedivrei Chazal loma b'fnei shlosha." This that the Gemara tells us, it's permitted to speak in front of three people. Haynu bedavar she'enenu ginai gomur. It's talking about a case where it's not clearly a wrongdoing. V'hadibar shalo yesh lo shnei panim, and the words that he said can be interpreted in two different ways. One way that has either favorable or reasonable impact, it's simply a statement of fact. And the other interpretation of what he's saying is that it's truly negative. And what the Gemara is saying is that we assume that if he says it in front of three, and we have no particular interpretation to give to what he just said, we assume that he knew when he said it in front of three that it's going to go public and that he did not have any ill intent, and we should therefore not understand his statement to be referring to any negativity. For example, the Chafetz Chaim writes, if someone were to ask, Aye nimtza esh, where can you find fire? And the man answers, in that house. So did he mean that that particular house has lots of people, or they're very blessed and they have a lot of money, and you could always find a fire because they're not a depressed, saving money household that can't spare firewood? Or maybe they're known to have many guests. So someone asks, where can I get fire, or in today's world, where can I get a good meal? And he says, that house, you'll have a good meal. That's innocent. That's positive, perhaps. It's certainly not prohibited. But if the same person with the same question is referring to the fact that this particular house practices a glutton type of relationship with food and cooking, even though it's not genai gomur, the Chafetz Chaim says, It's not like they're eating non-kosher. They're still within the parameters of observant Jews. Nevertheless, Osur Lomar Afilu Bifnei Shlosha, it is going to be prohibited to say such speech because it is a negative. Going back to our question, if a person speaks in front of three people and what he's saying is clearly Lashon Hara, then it's definitely prohibited. The leniency that we're discussing is where his words cannot be clearly defined one way or the other. And when he says them in a professional type of tone, and he says it in front of three people, we assume that he knew. It's as if he's saying it in front of the family themselves, because it's going to go public in reasonable probability. And therefore, if he said it with such confidence, and it's so unclear whether he meant the good interpretation or the bad one, we assume he meant the good interpretation, and it is not considered Lashon Hara. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.